Well, it depends. If it's athletics, my own sport, then normally I'm a bit weird about it because I still think I'm 20 and I wish I was out there. So I watch it on my own. But any other team sports, definitely, you know, at home, in front of the telly with a group of mates, you know, and try and make it a social occasion out of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like a good mix. I like to watch the football with the lads and stuff like that. But I have to watch a lot of cricket on my own because no one tends to like Indian Premier League cricket in the afternoon. So that's my habits. I've got a habit, actually. I watch a lot of sport on Sky Go, which is sort of slightly delayed, you know, from the actual TV version of Sky.
Yeah.
So what can happen is you can get messages from your friends about the game or whatever.
What a goal!
Before it happens, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I have to hide my phone. Do you have to hide your phone, Ewan?
Yeah, I think that's one of the problems with social media, although I love Twitter and other things like that. If you are recording something or, you know, you're going to go home and watch it later on, then the worst thing is to look on your phone and find out the score and it just ruins it for everyone. So I do. I mean, Argos Fast Track have done this survey and there's a lot of people who do avoid social media around the time of sporting events, and I can understand why. So, you know, it's something that you don't want to spoil it for yourself. So you're trying to avoid at all costs seeing what the result might be.
It's also not the wisest thing to do on be on social media straight after a game. So if your team just lost and you're feeling particularly bitter, you can sometimes put things out that maybe you shouldn't have done.
Yeah, emotions run high, don't they? And you might say something you might want to retract later, and that's a problem with social media. Once you've said it, it's out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to be careful.
This is quite interesting, I think. Because around this sort of time of year, especially when there's big things like Olympics on the way and Euro 2016, Wimbledon as well, everybody goes out and buys just a massive TV. And this is obviously, everybody's going to pile down to Argos here, Ewan, to try and get one. 4K TVs. This is the thing I've been trying to convince my wife.
What's a 4K TV?
Oh, it's fantastic, Bill.
Great definition. You don't even have to pile down to Argos, by the way. You can do it online or on the phone and it will be delivered, same day delivery anywhere in the UK. So that's in fact what my mum and dad did. I went home one weekend and my dad said, oh, look at my nice posh new TV.
Yeah.
And my mum said, oh, I've got one as well. And it'd been a bit tight and bought her a 15-inch one in the kitchen because he now can watch his Sky Sports without being interrupted by her watching Coronation Street or EastEnders. So I think a lot of people do that. You know, 1.5 million people, this survey has found out that they are considering buying a second TV for their spouse because obviously they want to go and get a bigger one for themselves to watch this great summer of sport we've got coming up.
Well,
Sounds fair enough to me.
I need to convince my wife. We've got a 55-inch TV in the lounge. And then the one that was in the lounge is now in our bedroom, which is 47-inch.
That's it's far too big for the bedroom.
It's massive. But I need to convince her that 55-inch needs to go in the bedroom now and we need to get a 60-inch 4K TV. Ewan, what should I do?
I'd go 65-inch. I'd go even bigger.
Does that exist?
Even bigger. If you're going to go 60, you might as well go 65. And can't you just sort of lie? You know, us men lie about measurements, don't we, all the time?
Hey.
So it's only a 50-inch. She won't know.
Why do you need a TV in your bedroom?
Because I like to fall asleep and watch TV.
Well, but you've got your sofa downstairs.
Yeah. But I always watch TV before I go to bed. I always watch TV.
Really?
I think that's good. Now, have you got a 4K TV then, Ewan? Is that what you've got?
Yes, I'm a bit of a tech freak. I've got all sorts, to be honest. If I could have a television, you're saying about not having a TV in your bedroom. If I could have a TV in every room and get away with it, I would. I watch far too much television, and I like to have noise on in the house as well when I'm there. I like things going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it. I mean, obviously, going to sporting events is fantastic, but with technology and how great pictures are on 4K TVs nowadays, turn the volume up on your soundbar, you might as well be there anyway. So, yeah, bigger the better for me, television-wise.
A friend of mine just had a TV installed in his bathroom. And it's like it's like a part of the tiles.
Yeah, but you make do. Like maybe because I was a student for so long, but you make do things. I just put the laptop on the toilet and lie in the bath, and then you can turn it into a TV.
That's the thrifty way of doing it, Bill. That's the thrifty way of doing it. Anything else about this poll that surprised you, Ewan?
Not surprised me. I think it's quite interesting. Over 2.5 million people are going to plan to, I won't say bunk off, but they're going to take time off or use their holiday allowance during the summer from work so they can watch sport. And, you know, I think for me, a couple of things that were quite interesting, especially in your area of Yorkshire, GoPro sales apparently are going through the roof from Argos purely because people like to almost like do their own version of Gogglebox. They like to have a GoPro set up facing them while they're watching sport to look back and see their reactions when their team might score or something. So that's quite interesting to think that people actually like to record themselves watching TV. Alarm clocks, for some reason, they've gone up sale-wise. There's quite a few being sold in your area. So if ever people want to set their
get
alarms to make sure they're up. Yeah, or up early to go for a run before work, I'd like to think. Maybe people are being inspired by a summer of sport. I mean, it always happens after Wimbledon. People go out and want to play tennis and so forth. So I think that's the beauty of sport. You know, people watch it and the nation, they're captured by it and they're gripped by it all. And hopefully they go out and take up sport themselves.
Sports Direct are the kings of that. Whenever you walk in there during a sporting event, like I say, it's the Open. There's always golf clubs right in the doorway and you're tripping over them as you go in. They know how to make the pounds
they're
out
clever.
Of that,
don't they? They're clever. Yeah. Olympics in Rio. This coming summer, are you going over there for that, Ewan?
Yes, I am. I'll be there for the Olympics and the Paralympics.
Not worried about any viruses flying around?
No, I do tend to get bitten by mozzies as well. If
really?
I'm honest with you, I'm a bit pasty, yeah, so I'm going to have to like cover up a little bit. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It's a weird one because although I've been retired many years, I still have got a lot of passion for my sport of athletics. And whenever I watch it, I really wish I was out there. But the plus side of being retired and still being involved with it, I get to watch other sports. Because when you are an athlete and you're at the Olympics, obviously you're there and focus on your own event. You don't watch anything else. But now I'm old and retired. I can go and watch boxing. I can go and watch swimming. I can actually enjoy it a little bit.
We did so well at 2012 at the Home Olympics. What can we expect? And what do you think? What are you expecting Team GB to do in Rio?
Well, I think, as you said, 2012 was just amazing. I think we literally broke the mold. We did such a great job, Lord Coe and his team, and you can't help but be inspired by the crowd and the support our athletes got. So I obviously they won't get the home support in Rio, but you know, I think as a whole, you know, with the infrastructure of sport and the money that goes into it nowadays, how professional it is, I think we'll do really well. And hopefully we can come back with as many medals as we won in London. I don't know if Rio, if they're put on as good a games, I think there'll be a good party atmosphere. But as I said, London was absolutely brilliant. And I think when we look back at this in years to come, we can realise we've been spoilt to host such an amazing Olympics.